Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. On now with Match Winning Deals. Lumo Energy. For your energy needs, switch to Lumo today. And OTR. Get, share, enjoy 24/7 all your holiday essentials at OTR.
Hey, very good evening. Welcome to Sports Day SA. The hot topic for tonight, the National Tiles Trade Club sign up and save. National Tiles Trade Club, save up to 10% off tiles and trade products. Exclusions apply. Well, the hot topic tonight is we've got a great man in Malcolm Blight's chair, one of the greatest of all time, a good friend of mine. He's an icon. Not sure he's got a statue yet.
Well, that
Kenneth
ain't
George,
me.
How are you?
I'm good, Will. That's not me, mate. In fact, I just tried a pair of Blighty's boots on. They're about 20 sizes.
You were swimming in them.
I was more than swimming in them, I can tell you. I'm a bit embarrassed sitting in the chair the great man sat in for so long opposite you. It's out of my depth.
He's got his own chair. It's better than anyone else's in there, and the great man.
I've got no statue. I've got no Brownlow medal. I've got no McGarry medal.
And he's listening. The pressure's on.
Now, Blight, if you're listening, just give a little tone it down a bit. Let the Patsy listen to your lovely wife. I don't want more pressure on me. Fair income.
Okay, so before we look at the test series, just a bit of news from Adelaide Oval. Of course, the big game tonight and our poll, thanks to Australian Made, support local, australianmade.com.au, is who wins tonight. They've got 82% of the strikers, Thunder 18. Now, Thunder have won the bat flip and they're going to bat first and no changes to the strikers. 82 is probably a little bit high.
No. That's about spot on, Wilson. No, their form's been impeccable. They're undefeated.
Just a walk-up start, is it, from?
If you've got a bowler like Khan in your side, a leg spinner, and there's nothing better in any form of cricket than seeing a top-class leg spinner in action. They're magical.
Is he the most exciting?
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. His performance the night, and which has been right through the big bashes, has been sensational. They'll thump them tonight, no doubt about that.
Little fella can bat a bit too, can't he?
Oh, what? I love the way that he goes about his cricket. He's always got a smile on his face. He's always happy. He's always trying something, and that's what cricket's about, Will. You've played it.
I'd be happier than a $2 million IPL contract too. He plays all around the world. Good luck to him. He's as good as anybody in the short form, no doubt about that. Can I ask you about...
You can ask me what you want, Wills.
The test series. No one loves cricket more than you, but
I love it.
Australia have thumped Pakistan and New Zealand, and it's not their fault. They play great cricket, but really hasn't been a lot of opposition.
Well, no, there hasn't, Wills, but let's be brutally honest. We were in the doldrums for a while there after the sandpaper drama, and to the credit of everybody concerned, they've worked their way out of it, and they have smashed Pakistan. Pakistan haven't played at home for a long, long time. The one that's disappointed me is the Kiwis, because I love New Zealand. They've always batted out of their weight division, and they always have fought in the times that I played against them and watched them. And
they're not number two in the world. This ranking, seriously, if India and Australia aren't currently and throw in England, they're not the best three going round.
No, they are the best three going round, but it's India and Australia, and that series will be here next summer
year.
In Australia. That'll be an absolute rip-snorter. But Kiwis have been disappointing, but you're right, it hasn't been a competitive cricket season, and that's what you want to see. Obviously, you want Australia to win, but you want a competitive series, and it hasn't been. Like, 4 days. Give me a break.
Yeah, I think coming off the Ashes where we were treated some magnificent cricket.
How good was that series?
Yeah, I think one of the highlights of 2019.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Absolutely. Some of those performances in that series was absolutely magnificent.
Have you got a highlight for 2019 yourself?
Oh, no doubt. Look, there were many highlights, many, many highlights, but the one that stood out for me, and it was the most exciting time. I love racing, thoroughbred racing, but Winx, the mare Winx, to win, 33 in a row straight. I must say there were times right at the end there when she was going for the record, I couldn't watch.
Yeah.
I was just so frightened that she'd lose. And then you throw in her trainer, Chris Waller, who handled himself magnificently. And I thought that was clearly, from my point of view, the highlight of the year.
Down by the 200. Winx has it safely in her keeping. The fairy tale ending. Kluger fights her way back on the inside. Winx by a length. Kluger drives, but it's unforgettable in every way. Winx wins the Queen Elizabeth by a length and a half.
It's hard to explain without getting too emotional when just an amazing horse for everybody to be part of.
She's shown no signs of going backwards, and we came here as confident as we've ever been, and what a journey it's been. I mean, it's hard to believe it's the end, actually.
We, you know, Will, on top of all that, She's changed the lives of so many people. Yeah. Look at Chris Waller. Look at Hugh Bowman.
And the owners.
Well, the owners, the strapper.
Yeah.
It's changed their lives forever. But I got goosebumps just listening
to that. Yeah.
I love them, yeah. And she's in foal now.
Yeah.
Imagine what the first foal would be worth.
Yeah.
Strike me pink.
For mine too, the comeback of Tiger Woods after all he's been through has to be up. I know you're not a golfing fan, but everybody wrote him off, didn't they?
They did, yeah.
And a lot of people didn't want to see him come back well, but he did, and for mine, that's as good. And Ash Barty.
Ash Barty's got to be up there. Leave tennis, go to cricket, come back and do what she did. And her winning the French Open was a great moment for me.
We actually had a poll who was the best comeback. When you think about it, they're both massive.
Ash
Barty, who gave away tennis.
Yes, exactly.
5 years later, wins a major, and Tiger, well, he was out for about 10 years and did well. But
don't they love him, the public? Look at the president's tournament. But down here in Australia, fair dinkum. They're like ants at the golf course.
As I mentioned, you love your cricket, KG, and you said you heard the little interaction we had on the fast bowlers. Look, we've been blessed with some fantastic fast bowlers in Australian cricket.
And no doubt.
No one better to ask than you. If you could, I'm finding it really difficult. We've had Dennis Lilly, we've had Tomo, we've had Dizzy Gillespie, McGrath, Craig McDermott. You go right through the list. Fantastic.
Yep.
Have you got a top four or five you could put out?
I've got a top five, yeah.
Right.
I've thought about
explain
that.
Explain why you've done it.
Over the past couple of days. Well, you know, Lilly stands head and shoulders above him. That's my view as number one. He was an artist. He was quick. He was nasty. He loved to hit you. But more importantly, he loved the rattle.
You face him, haven't you?
Oh God. Tell you what, you know what was Strumps that day, I can tell you.
Yes. something we can't say.
Lilly number one, McGrath number two.
For McGrath's longevity,
exactly.
Accuracy, wickets taken.
Yeah, wicket taken, and he's moving off the scene. Tomo, the fastest bowler I have ever faced. He was like lightning, fair dinkum. Tomo.
Scary.
Scary. For sheer pace. We saw what he did to the Poms in 74, 75. Dizzy Gillespie, I rate very, very highly at number four. I loved his work. And number five, you've got to go to Mitchell Johnson, really.
And funny, I haven't looked at your list.
Right.
Not one bit. I knew you were going to pick a top five, but I've gone Lilly McGrath.
Oh, hang on. You've had a sneak preview of my list.
No, I haven't. Lilly McGrath, Gillespie, Tomo, Mitch Johnson. I had Brett Lee almost on par with Mitchell Johnson.
Oh.
No, I didn't. I mean, that we never agree.
You've been looking over my shoulder.
No, and then you can't put in, I think Hazelwood down the track's going to be right up there too. Stark was one of the quickest to 200 wickets.
What about Cummings?
Oh, we haven't mentioned Paddy. Well, right now, he can't be in the top five, but he will be in the top five.
Mate,
I forgot about him too.
He'll be right up the top, Pat Cummins.
And someone said last night,
he's a champion. 3.17 million. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Brucey Reid and Rodney Hogg were around. Graham McKenzie before that.
Graham McKenzie. I played against Graham McKenzie. He was a class act too.
Yes.
Well, that's some wonderful fast bowlers.
What do you make of Shane Warne's comments?
Good old Warney. That's what I love about Warney. He doesn't hold
he's
back.
He's got an opinion.
He's always got an opinion, whether it be right or whether it be wrong. And his latest opinion, he said that Nathan Lyon should be rested
Or
sit out for the Sydney test and give young Swepson, who happens to be a leggy, give him an opportunity.
Nathan Lyon wasn't all that happy, and I think rightly so.
Did Warney ever want to rest when he gives Stuart McGilger? I won't be resting.
And look,
that's a beautiful comeback.
Ken, when Lyon burst onto the scene, did you think he could be as good as what he's done?
No, not at all.
Offies generally don't go that well in Australia.
No, I still don't rate Nathan Lyon. And his, his record would suggest I'm way out of line here.
You're going to say Ashley Mallett.
I am. Ashley Mallett is the best off spinner. I played with Ashley Mallett for years.
The record books say Lyon by a long way.
Well, they does.
Wickets per test, averages.
You can shoot my comments down in flames. But what I saw, Ashley Mallett with a beautiful high arm action, the delivery above eye level, did everything that an off spinner, finger spinner, could do and should do. And he's the best I've ever seen. And I say that with great respect to Nathan Lyon, whose record is outstanding. And, you know, you can't rest him. Look, you've got to pick your best side. He's clearly our best side.
If you look at Lyon's record, it's not far off what Warney's done you go test for test.
No, hang on.
No, I'm not saying
No, don't you dare say for one moment that Nathan Lyon's going to be another Shane Warne. Because
one's an offie, one's a leggy.
And it doesn't matter. They're both spin bowlers. But let me say to you, they'll never, ever be, as long as I'm on this earth, it might be for much longer, I'm getting old, I'm 80, another Shane Warne. Never. He was a freak. Ed the True.
Yeah, it was Clary Grimmin in his time.
Well, very good, very good. But he was a bit before my time. But the best leg spinner I have ever seen, without a shadow of a doubt, is Shane Warne.
But I think for what an offie.
700 wickets.
Well, when Lyon finishes, he could bowl another 6 or 7 years.
No.
But for an offie, I think, let's forget Shane's number one by then daylight.
Correct.
But what he's done is incredible. Oh, no. Yet he's had knockers the entire way through.
You're right. You're spot on. And not everybody's been convinced that he's as good as his record will prove. And I say that with all due respect. His record is absolutely brilliant. But for Warne, that's what I love about Warne. Warne to say step down or step aside or take a break.
I like the comeback of Lyon.
But he said that Warne wouldn't have stepped down for Stuart McGill.
Just on our poll too, thanks to Australian Made, look for the green and gold Aussie Made logo to be sure it's authentically Australian Made. Who wins tonight? Strike has gone up actually, 84%, Thunder 16. I think it's more of a 50-50 game.
Oh, you're kidding me, are you?
Well, they got Khawaja Ferguson. Who's the other opening?
Well, Khawaja's only made a run.
He's good in this form.
Well, he's okay, but he hasn't been in good form. Like, and I saw the other night, young Phillips Salt, is it Phillips Salt?
Yeah.
The Englishman. I saw a glimpse of what he can do.
Are in our batting's a little bit light on if you get Weatherald and Carey out. That's where I worry.
Well, Carey's the key. Did you see him the other night?
I know your comments. We won't go over them again.
I got shot down in flames. I got belted from pillar to post.
And I think, in a way, rightly so, because he's the captain of the Australian cricket team, Tim Payne, and doing well. But we won't go back over old ground.
No.
Can I ask you one thing before we go to the break?
Yeah.
It's I don't know whether you're going to agree with me, but do we all agree that batting's made the biggest improvement with the big bats? The boundaries are in. They've got, great test wickets. Yeah. So it's all favours of batting, right?
Good decks.
Right. My idea in cricket, 80 overs for a new ball. You know the junk time between over 68 and 80?
They try and wind the clock down.
Little
to get
medium
the new ball.
Pacer. Yeah. And I think that is junk time too. A bit like the middle overs of 50. Would you be for or against, say, making it 60 overs?
No, 60 overs is not enough.
70?
70.
So get rid of those final 10, which is junk.
I would look at 70 overs, for sure.
Because you've seen the ball after, it's just wrecked.
It's gone, smashed.
And I reckon the fast bowler just doesn't get the...
Yeah. I think there's
you
room.
You go 70.
I'd go.
Or happy at 70.
I'd certainly look at 70, and I think that's being... on the right trend.
Because at the end of the day, we only get to see 6 or 7 overs with the new ball, don't
correct.
We?
Correct, yeah.
And I reckon if you get 16 over, it could just change the game.
Mm, yep.
Look, this could go, we might go for a cage. I'll go 60, you go 70.
You're a bit generous to the quick, 60.
But that's one of the great things in Test cricket is watching the fast bowler, Paddy Cummins steaming and Mitchell Starc.
Fantastic.
With that bright red, and sometimes, to be honest, it helps the batsman.
And you don't want to see the part-timers just sort of bowling the last 8 or 9 over, 10 overs, no.
I tell you what we'll do. We'll ask Kim Hughes. We've got him on shortly.
Have we?
A wonderful player in his own. He loved belting the new balls.
Now, talking about gutsy players, he was one of the gutsiest players, along with Alan Border.
He took on the West Indies and did some fantastic things, a former Australian captain. We've got to take a break. Great to have you here, KG. You don't quite fill his boots out. I've just seen them. He's about 8 sizes bigger than you, Blighty.
They're out in the bin.
And he'll be listening, the great man. KG and Will, it's time now to go to a Bristol Made Sea Coffee break.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. On now with Match Winnie Deals. Lumo Energy for your energy needs. Switch to Lumo today. And OTR. Get, share, enjoy 24/7 all your holiday essentials at OTR.
Yeah, KG and Wills. KG filling for Malcolm Blight. Sports Day SA at Tyre Power Selected Toyo Tyres. At 25% off, is a man we love speaking with, often do over summer. He's a...
Could he play or what?
One of the great Australian cricketers, Australian Test captain. And when he batted, I just love the way how fearless he was.
He played for East Torrens here for a brief moment in South Australia. And East Torrens...
Brother played here too, didn't he?
I don't know about his brother, but certainly Kim played here. I know that about that.
Well, let's welcome the great man, Kim Hughes. How are you?
G'day, boys. Great to be with you. Yeah, I had some good times in South Australia, but anyway, they didn't decide to pick me, but otherwise I would have loved... Can you imagine Hughes and Hooks together? I'm a godfather.
What a Quinella.
We've got a couple of
lunatics.
Yeah. Kim, we've got a couple of great topics I want to ask you after about some of the great fast bowlers and even if they should have a new ball, maybe not 80 overs, but 60 overs. But how have you seen the summer so far? Australia have been dominant, but hasn't been exactly engaging cricket, some of it.
No, it hasn't. I mean, Pakistan were, well, let's be frank, pathetic. But certainly New Zealand, I mean, they were ranked number two in the world. But I've just come back from the Boxing Day Test match, and our blokes look now with the quartet of bowlers. I know Hazelwood was out injured, but jeepers, Pattinson stepped up to the breach, Cummins and Stark, and then Nathan Lyon. I mean, we've got as good an attack as we've had in, well, as good an attack as Australia's ever had.
Whoa, that's a big resources. Comment, Jim.
Well, I mean, we've had, you know, we had Lilly
Thompson.
And Thompson until Tomo got injured. But I don't think we've ever had four.
No.
Not that we've ever had to play four. But, you know, all of a sudden, someone's out injured and Pattinson comes in. They're 6'5", 6'6", blokes, and they're all at the right age for performing well, KG. You know, they're not as if they're 20.
No, exactly.
They're 27, 28, and look, it'll be an absolutely fascinating series against India. I just hope to God we get rid of Queensland. I can say that in Adelaide. And come to Western Australia to play the fourth test match. Because I don't want to take it away from Adelaide. Adelaide
is
just a fantastic place for the day-night test match, and that's where it should stay. You can't get rid of Melbourne, and I've been over there. And did they get some good crowds?
Unbelievable.
I mean, it was 80, 60, 40-odd.
Yeah.
I think there was 15 or 20,000 New Zealanders that came over from New Zealand. So it's a tremendous economic boost. It's one of the great sporting capitals of the world.
No doubt. Kim, Cummins stands alone, but I've got to say to you, watching the Melbourne Test match, I was very, very impressed with James Patterson. Now, he's had his problems with injuries and so forth, but I thought he added something special to that pace attack.
Absolutely. Because you're not going to get one bloke that's going to continually take all the wickets.
Exactly.
So you need to share the workload around. And he's strong, he's aggressive, without being over the top, and really bustles in. And we're very, very fortunate to have, you know, not only three, but then four quicks. Not that you'll ever play four.
No.
I mean, I know the West Indies did. But really, if three can't do it, four's not going to do it. And Nathan Lyon has just quietly taken the 3,500 test wickets.
He's unbelievable. Hey, Kim, while we got you, we're talking about Australia's great fast bowlers over the last 50 years. Now, KG and I did our top five, and you tell me if you differ greatly from this. We had the great DK Lilly, number one, Glenn McGrath, two, Tomo Gillespie, three, Mitchell Johnson around the mark, Brett Lee, and then you've got guys like Craig McDermott, Hazelwood, Cummins, who will be in that top list when he finishes. Who to you has been, if you could pick three or four, you've seen someone you played against a lot of them, how would you go?
Well, certainly Dennis was the best I played with. You know, I played against him in the Nets.
When he good said, luck.
As a 15-year-old, he said, when he said, sorry, Mr. Hedy Curley, I was going to say something else. but Tomo, before he got injured, was the quickest, quicker than any of the West Indians.
Yep.
And he was not terrifying, but he was just different. But after he got injured,
slowed down a bit.
He slowed down a bit. And Tomo was never one to sort of the other seam it or swing it or whatever.
He's just
quick.
Pace,
And just wanted to kill some bloke that had a wooden bat in his hand. But you'd certainly think, McGrath was just an unbelievable bowler. You know, didn't bowl that quickly. Very much like a Sir Richard Hadlee.
Correct.
Just off a box stump, nibbled it around. And this is where I get a bit, I don't know, do you need all these coaches to sort of tell you how to play the basics? The basics haven't changed since our day.
Exactly.
And your day, Ken.
Exactly,
and That's 150 years ago.
Nice one, Kimbo. I love it.
Where do you rate Mitchell Johnson?
Mitchell Johnson had a series or two where he was devastating. And a bit like Tomo. But I wouldn't, you know, that's me. That's my personal opinion. McDermott was a fantastic bowler, but Mitchell Johnson, to me, he had that, obviously that unbelievable series against England. Yeah. He was just devastating. But, you know, to me, the great bowlers are those faster bowlers that are able to play away from home. Mm. You know, and Brett Lee, to me, was a fantastic bowler. Mm. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, guys, we're splitting hairs. They're great bowlers.
It's a great call.
And it's a bit like saying, apart from Bradman, who are the next best batsmen? Yeah. Now, is it Ponsford? Is it Greg Chappell? Is it Ricky Ponting? Is it Alan Border? Is it Kim Butt? No, anyway, I just thought that in. Sorry. No. But, you know, I think one of the exciting things is that Manus Labuschagne has just been unbelievable. I mean, he's ended up this calendar year scoring more runs than anybody else in Test cricket.
I love his temperament, Kim. I love his temperament.
Yeah. Oh, God, he's amazing. And I think his leggies are quite
useful,
handy. And I was really pleased with two things. Travis Head needed to turn one of his starts into an innings of significance,
correct,
which he did do. Yeah. And all of a sudden, that takes a bit of pressure off him, you know, about having to sort of, you know, keep playing for your spot. And I thought Tim Payne, who has capped it, I think, unbelievably well, kept very, very well, but his batting has been disappointing.
Exactly.
And for him to get that 70 or whatever it was, I thought that was take a bit of pressure off. And all of a sudden now, Australia, you know, are looking at least being the second best in the world and look as if they could really be a dominant force for a number of years to come.
Yes.
Now, Kim, one quick one before you go. We're discussing how big the bats are, how short the boundaries are. The balls basically stayed the same. Would you, and you used to smack the new cot around, would you be for or against if they had a new ball or the right to take the new ball, say, after 60 or 70 overs rather than waiting for the full 80?
I don't know what those people are suggesting that, but it's not good for your smoke and dope.
Oh!
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my whole life. Mate, it's hard enough with an 80-over thing, and to take it at 60 if you're against good bowlers.
Oh, I've
but
seen
no.
you crack no. that new cot around there about that, Kim.
Occasionally, but no. Get
All
off
right.
the... Get off a wacky weed.
It was me, David Woody, by the way, Kim. Mate, have a great night. Happy New Year's Eve.
All the best, Kim.
Good on you, boys.
Yeah,
always great to be with you guys anytime.
Good on you, Kim. He could play artistic.
Terrific. Oh, mate.
Well, he's given you a whack.
He did. Well, I noticed how you jumped off quickly, too.
I jumped off very quickly.
It was worlds that said it.
Well, I've been whacked already once this week.
Hey, can we just finish this segment, too, of the Power Player of the Week for Makita's Cordless Power Garden Range. Terrific range, it really is. When power means business, Makita's Cordless Power Garden Range.
Now, I know it's your show, Wills, and Blighty, who's...
he's listening.
Just let Patsy listen.
Just text you. Happy New Year to the great man.
Patsy. I've taken control here because the winner and the person who gets a nod this time is Travis Head for his magnificent ton in the Melbourne Test. He fought hard and was absolutely fantastic. And in case you missed, this is how it unfolded.
That's true. It races away to the boundary. The members stand. Test match century number 2 for Travis Head. And he joins an amazing list of famous names on the honour board in a Boxing Day century.
Yeah, and what a wonderful innings it's been. He's had to fight so hard today. That'll mean the world to him, that innings. Give him a lot of confidence moving forward in his Test career.
Yeah, well, Ken, I can't fault that. No. Well done. Well chosen.
Well,
I'm glad
mate,
you overrode me.
It was a hard-fought dig, and he was under the pump because everybody had been on his back about not going on getting a big score.
All that for Makita, the world's largest range, over 200 tools on one battery. KG and Wills, this is Sports Day SA. When it comes to energy in South Australia, you're the U in Lumo.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. On now with Match 20 deals. Lumo Energy. For your energy needs, switch to Lumo today. And OTR. Get, share, enjoy 24/7 all your holiday essentials at OTR.
Here, Sports Day SA, KG and Wilds are blighty back mid-January. Looking forward to that as well. But, KG, this is that time we look at the tips for TRSA, three-day Kangaroo Island Racing Carnival.
I've been there, Wilts. It's a fantastic carnival.
You enjoy it?
Oh, I loved every minute of it, yeah.
Well, that's on in Feb 2020.
Correct.
Let's welcome our tips to Miles Fitz. And Miles, whereabouts are you at the moment?
I'm up at Rogues Point, KG and Wilds. Thanks for having me. I'm up at Rogues Point, actually, at the moment, at someone that you probably know. It's Simon Berry's house, you know, Charles Berry and Son funeral directors. Yep. So
that's near Pine Point, is that right?
Absolutely. So up there with the Berries, and the Charltons are next door. Steve and Jenny Charlton, obviously from the Oakbank Racing Club.
Racing Club, yeah.
Sort of, yeah, so while I've got an opportunity too from the Oakbank Racing Club, just from all of us up here, we want to wish John Glatz from the Oakbank Racing Club all the best at the moment. He's battling after that Cutter Creek bushfire, and so from everyone up here, and I'm sure most of your listeners, we just want to wish him all the best. So from the Charltons and the Berries and myself and everyone from TRSA, we just want to wish him all the best.
Well, look, absolutely fantastic bloke. Well, okay, let's look at Murray Bridge tomorrow, Miles. What's your best bet?
Best bet for me tomorrow is going to be a horse, race 5, number 4, horse called Farouk. Now, you guys might have seen this horse before in some group and listed races. Yep. It's changed trainers from the McAvoys and McAvoys through to Sue Murphy at Narracourt. Look, it won a trial last start at Panola by 2 lengths on the 10th of November, and before that had a host of, obviously, group and listed starts. Currently at $3.60, I think it'll shorten up a little bit, but it's going to be a bit better than these, I would have thought, tomorrow at Murray Bridge. So good luck to the Narracourt connections, the Brightons and the Richardsons, mate, to my dad's, and I think that'll get the chocolates here at $3.60 tomorrow.
What about the value bet for each wayers, Miles?
Yeah. Look, I'm trying to get a bit of fat on the bone for you fellas, but as long as I could go, it's race 6, number 4, a horse called God's Penny. I wish I had a few more of those.
You'd be lovely.
Look, this horse is lightly raced. Philip Stokes trained, got a really good strike rate in South Australia since moving over to Melbourne. Philip Stokes had the 2 starts for 1 win at Morphettville Parks, and it won well. Carla Crowther on board. She likes riding him wide and in the clear. Look, it's got gate 9 at $7.50 off it up on TAB on the fixed odds. So I'm going to have a little bit of a juicy go at God's Penny. Race 6, number 4 at $7.50 at Murray Bridge tomorrow.
Great stuff. Enjoy your time there at Rogues Point. That was Miles Fitzner for TRSA.
And just going on from John Glatt very quickly, he was chairman of the Outback Racing Club for well over 20 years. A lovely man.
It was awful, wasn't
and,
it?
And to him and his family, let's hope he has a great recovery.
And also book travel packages at clink.com.au. Gamble responsibly there. We're going to go to Gerard Daffy, coach. This is one of my favourite segments of the night.
He's a good man, Gerard.
All around Australia.
Yep.
Where do you want to start? You want to start with the BBL or the Test match?
The Big Bash.
The Big Bash. Okay. Gerard, how are you?
Good evening, gents. I just said to Sam off air, the team of veterans.
Well, we've got Cage is just, he said he's got big shoes to fill in Blighty's.
Oh, mate, I'm sitting in Blighty's chair. It's embarrassing.
Malcolm's rated you out of 10 so far. He's given you a 7, but he's given you a chance to get up a little bit higher.
He rates himself a 9.5.
Yeah. The Big Bash, I know the game's underway right now with the Strikers and Thunder, but, gee, the Strikers, as we mentioned last night, they don't seem to get their due accolades. They've been playing very consistent cricket.
Look, they have, Wilds, and strangely enough, there was plenty of money for Sydney Thunder tonight before it got underway. Gee. And I think he could have got $2.30 last week, and you know they were into around about that $2 mark. So maybe punters are just taking the opportunity to back the outsiders because so many of them have won. But I agree with you. On facts and figures, the Strikers should win. There's some big interest in this game tomorrow night. It's on the Gold Coast where Brisbane Heat will be in action against Perth Scorchers, and the Heat there $1.70,
yep,
and the Scorchers are $2.15. I think it's all but over for the Scorchers.
Haven't won a game, have they?
And the Heat are back in the mix, a couple of decent wins, but as we know, they're pretty reliant on one player only, and if he gets amongst the runs, they'll be hard to beat tomorrow night.
What about the National Basketball League, Jared? What do you see there? And, of course, 36ers are struggling.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, well, we've got a game currently in progress, and it looked like the Kings were back in form. Last time I had a look, they were giving Illawarra a lesson. One game to come tonight, Cairns $1.52, South East Melbourne at $2.55. They're a very strange side, Cairns. They've won a lot of games this season when they couldn't, or when the markets, or the betting market said they couldn't. And the few times they've been favourites at home, they've folded. So that'll be a good one tonight. But Adelaide 36, you're quite right about them, and they're taking on a side tomorrow who are in form. But it's a good opportunity for them to get one back, isn't it? Or at least get back in the game. They're the outsiders. Yeah. That wouldn't surprise me. Near $2.15. And Perth there $1.70. Perth are actually into second picks now to win the title at $3.
Yeah, we had the coach Joey Wright on earlier tonight. He said they're only 2 games out of second, but they've lost those games.
They should have won
to the lower ranked side.
Correct.
Hey, Gerard, the Test match in Sydney, off on a dead rubber, the opposition can do a little bit better, but I suppose Australia are a very firm favourite.
Yeah, they are, Wills. They're $1.28. We've got a draw there at $6, and the Kiwis at $7.50. I suppose on what we've seen in the two tests so far, they were going to be up against it. They now haven't got Trent Bolt, and they're going to a ground where Australia have had a pretty good record in the past. So I know it's a dead rubber, but I don't think the Aussies will be viewing it that way, and that's why they're as short as they are, and deservedly so.
You know, sometimes the first innings lead is often more profitable, if you like, than actually winning the test. And I think Australia almost certainly is to get a first innings lead over New Zealand.
Yeah, actually, I didn't have a look at that market. I guess being $1.28 to win, I'd be around about the $1.65 mark.
Yeah, I mean, that's sometimes another way to look at too.
They'll smash them.
And just quickly, A-League, Adelaide United got beat to the Wanderers 3-2 last week. They need a win. They need a win just to keep in touch with the top two or three.
Yeah, they do. We've got a game on tonight, which is currently in progress, and a couple to come tomorrow night. Just looking for the game that Adelaide United are in. Well, this won't be easy. They take on Sydney FC on Saturday night. They're the $3.80 outsiders. A draw there, $3.50. Sydney FC, of course, a big win the other night with a man in short there at $1.92.
Mate, what's on for New Year's Eve tonight?
I'll be in bed by 10.
Oh, Jared.
After the cricket.
Yeah, pull the other leg, Jared. You in bed at 10 o'clock.
No, those days are behind me, KG. That's 20 or 30 years ago. I've done all that.
Yeah, hey, they were good days too.
How quickly time travels too. Mate, have a great night.
Good on you, Jared.
See you, lads.
Jared Daffy, he's good at his business, that man.
Thanks to JB. Just remember to gamble responsibly. Cricket started too. We can tell you that Thunder are batting 1.2 overs. Good start for strikers. None for three, the Thunder. 8 balls, 3. Khawaja, 2. Hales, 1. Billy Stanlake has bowled a couple of balls, none for none. So good start there for the strikers.
Just being on Carney, you'll knock him over.
Oh, as you said, one of the most exciting cricketers. Hey, did you see Marcus Stoinis get smashed in the grill? I thought that hit him in the head, but thankfully it was to the grill.
Now, you cast your mind back to the days when I was playing.
No helmet,
a felt cap. Had that incident happened like that, that would have killed him.
But, you know, back when you played, you had more awareness that if you get hit, you're going to get hurt. These guys, I think, take it on. Short ball, and they've been...
Because they've got a helmet.
Yeah, but when it first hit him, though...
That was sickening.
I heard the thudder, so that's on the side of the head, but then, thankfully, the grill took all of
it. And when he went to the ground, he sort of waved his hand
I'm
all right. I'd have laid there half shot, dead. Good night.
It was really
called
weird,
the
wasn't
stretcher
it?
For me.
But thankfully, he's all right. We're going to take a break, KG.
Are we?
Great to have you on here, too. Because on the other side, we've got one of my favourite segments, too.
What's that?
It's true or false.
Oh, true. I love that program, true or false, that segment.
I've got a couple of curly ones for you. You've got to answer honestly,
too. Oh, mate,
it'll
be a piece of cake. What can you throw at me?
Yeah, very good point.
A little bit of fairy floss. Pink fairy floss. Yeah.
1.4 overs, Thunder, really slow start. Big crowd in there at Adelaide, as you'd expect on New Year's Eve. None for three. And as we speak, almost Khawaja out. But we've got to take a break. KG and Wills,
almost
time now.
Was he almost out? Was he?
Well, it landed just... KG, you got your back of the TV. It landed 3 inches in front of the fielder.
Well, but it's not almost. You don't say almost out. Say he nicked one to the keeper.
It was a close,
Fell short.
Bit of a scare. Yeah, it fell short. Time now to go to Bristol Main to see Coffee Break.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. On now with Match Winnie Deals. Lumo Energy for your energy needs. Switch to Lumo today. And OTR. Get, share, enjoy 24/7 all your holiday essentials at OTR.
Yeah, Cage and Wills, a poll tonight. Who wins tonight? Strikers 83%. Ooh. Under 16. All that for the look for the green and gold Aussie made logo. None for 18 after three. You know how I said Khawaja was almost caught? Just fell
what
short.
What a fell short.
Almost hit a six.
How can you almost hit a six?
Well, it just fell short.
It just fell short. It's either a six or a four.
But Ken, another...
Where did you get this terminology
another
from?
Another 2 feet was a six. That's almost.
But no, that's not a six. It's a four.
Yeah, fair point.
Fair point.
I bow down to... Okay, here we go. Tuesday, true or false. Thanks to Kia. Kia's open season on now with the match-winning deals. You can start.
I can start having
you
a crack
start.
At you. I don't
will.
All the publicity about Nathan Lyon being rested. I believe that Nathan Lyon will take 7 wickets in the Sydney Test. True or false?
No, I don't think he'll get 7. He averages around the 4 per test. I think the trouble with New Zealand, the fast bowlers clean him up before he can get a real chance That's false.
That's false? Okay.
In my opinion.
In your opinion.
Here's one for you.
Doesn't carry much weight, but never mind. But
despite sitting in top position, the Strikers are BBL's most underrated team. So I don't think they get the...
That is true. Ooh. Unfairly true. They don't get the accolades. They're undefeated. They don't get the accolades that they deserve. You could have got a good price about them if you heard Gerard Dabby say.
See, I think they're always above the price they should be.
Exactly.
So that's all right for us.
That's true.
Okay.
Okay. Now, both Adelaide United and the 36ers will make the finals, true or false?
Both? No, that's false. I can't see the 36ers making the finals.
Good to see you having confidence in the South Australian teams.
Oh, the way they're playing, Ken... almost hit a four, but he hit a six, Khawaja, too, by the way. So none for 25 after three overs. They've got a wriggle on the Thunder.
Can you believe what you're saying?
36ers won't make the finals.
Well, okay.
Do you think they will?
So that's false, is it?
I think it's false.
Okay, righto. They're two games away.
I understand that, Ken. But the season's more than halfway over. I've got a right to say true or false. Don't tell me what to do there. Open season at Kia with Match Winning Deals, Australia's best seven-year warranty across the range. One for you.
Yep.
Test cricket should be played over 4 days, not five.
That's a load of garbage. That is false. Ooh. Test cricket will be played over 5 days. Cast your mind back to the test series in England where they went down to the wire the fifth day. It's more demanding. That's a part of playing test cricket. It's mentally taxing. It's physically taxing.
That's a bit false.
Oh, excuse me, I'm answering this. That is wrong. False.
All right.
Absolutely.
Your go.
Okay. Travis Head. After his 100 in the MCG, or at the MCG, will be the next captain of Australia. True or false?
Ooh, Travis Head.
Ooh, yeah, little curly one.
It's that.
Come on, we'll go off in a minute.
No, he won't be. I think Steve Smith will take it after Tim Payne. Do you say next captain or one day a captain?
No, I said Travis Head. Listen to my question. Watch my mouth. Travis Head will be the next Australian captain.
False.
False.
I think Steve Smith will get it.
No,
back.
He won't. No, he's got no chance.
Paddy Cummins?
No, just won it.
Okay. One for you. In your short stint tonight, you've already surpassed the great Malcolm Blight.
Mate, I couldn't get within a bull's roar of Malcolm Blight. That is absolutely dumb and false.
Yeah, we do. Blight and I do throw a few dumb ones in there and then, though. Well, I knew the answer to that.
Absolutely false.
Yeah.
Wouldn't get within a bull's roar of him.
OTR's got the silly season covered. Get share, enjoy 24/7 all your holiday essentials at OTR. Just looking forward to next year. We've only got a minute or so left, but the Crows.
Yep.
It's not a true or false, but where do you see the Crows and Port Adelaide next year?
Oh, well, I see Port Adelaide finishing in front of the Crows, if you want me to be brutally honest. I think there are things to like more from Port Adelaide's point of view, particularly if those young kids that we saw last year take another step. I think they'll just about knock on the door of the eight.
But in fairness, the Crows it is a rebuild. Call it what you like. But
well, it is.
When you got eight or nine out of you.
It's a rebuild. Don't be wishy-washy.
So I think the Crows fans then, as long as they know which path they're going, that's fair enough. You're not expecting miracles next year.
No, but the Crows fans can be a little bit fickle with all due respects. They have high expectations of where the Crows should
finish. So you happy as a Crows fan for the way now they've come out with basically said what we're doing?
Correct.
And at least you know where
you
stand.
Let's go forward now.
And Port Adelaide?
Port Adelaide, I think we'll knock on the door of making the eight there, to be quite frank. Because of those young kids we saw last year, they'll take another step forward. Mind you, there's some good young kids for the Crows. Keep an eye on this young McHenry.
Yeah, Ned McHenry.
He's I think, a very, 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 very good talent, to be quite frank.
Chase Jones would be better for the run,
well,
too.
He should have played more games this year, Will. So we saw that the last game he played in, he had a huge effect on the game.
Elliot Himmelberg?
Yeah, well, a big test for him now. He's got to take another step. So, look, it's going to be a fantastic, intriguing, demanding year, and I can't wait.
Darcy Fogarty's well. Wicket has fallen two down at the Oval.
Who's out?
Hales is out, 1 for 31. Big Billy Stanlake took the wicket. Bowled by Stanlake, out for 4, 1 for 31. Adelaide Strike, should be a great game. Hopefully they
beautiful
can get
night
up
for it too, Wilts.
KG, great to have you. Now, you're on for the next few days too.
Well, I think I'm on. Yeah, I'm back on Thursday and back on Friday and all next week.
Well, I'm going to have to check.
Blighty's still on holiday, so I'm sorry, Malcolm. It wasn't my idea, Blighty. I apologise.
And a quiet night tonight?
Quiet night, a couple of little Sauvignon Blancs. And I'll watch
you'll be home, not driving?
No, I'm home with my grand. Thank you.
Great to see you, Cage. We'll do it all again with KG. Malcolm Blight back in mid-January. This has been KG and Worlds. Have a great night, everybody.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. On now with Match 20 deals. Lumo Energy. For your energy needs, switch to Lumo today. And OTR. Get, share, enjoy 24/7 all your holiday essentials at OTR.